I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show at 6.07. Woo! I'm like pushing a button at the... What's the matter? What is it?
Oh, no.
Oh, what? Oh, what?
I just read something.
Oh, no. Is it a spoiler?
They're saying it's good news.
Oh, don't say it. Please don't say.
I'm not saying, but you're asking brother? Me. You're asking me questions. Stop asking questions.
Well, you just oh-no'd right on the oh-no.
I'll tell you what it is. You want to hear it?
No.
Oh, then don't ask me.
Do I want to? You tell me. You know what I want to hear and what I don't want to hear.
It says Big Brother is not ruined.
Oh, great. Oh, good. Oh, I hope that means that Tommy won.
There are other options, it says. And then they say something that's very leading.
Okay.
Don't want to hear.
Please don't send us spoilers. We're not watching the live feeds. That's the thing. A lot of what has happened is going to be on tonight's show.
Yeah, there's no live feeds. Remember that bitching we were doing? Well, I was doing a minute ago about the being in the thick of it. There's no live feed. Are you kidding
me? No, we're not watching any live feeds. We don't have
barely
it on during
pick
the day.
Up my guitar. Picking up my guitar seems to call everyone to my room.
Right. You need to get a headphone set or something.
Everyone comes.
No,
hey,
go away.
You're in here. Sitting down. Hi. Oh, my God.
Hey, it's you. Great. All right. So right now, caller number 9, I think it's Nicole. I thought I just saw Nicole in there answering the phones. You win a pair of tickets to see Cake and Ben Folds this Friday.
Oh, I'm so excited
for you
to party.
Oh, my God. My kids are so stoked. My one kid's trying to figure out how he's going to get there. He's a lab on Friday. He's like, I'll take off from there. I'll meet you over there. I'm like, all right, buddy. We're going to make this happen. So excited. Been cranking the Cake and the Ben Folds around Casa Clarkie. So this Friday night, Shoreline Amphitheater, it's Cake and Ben Folds. Tickets are on sale now at LiveNation.com, so there are still some tickets available. Or you can win a pair right now. Nicole's got the phones, 800-400-3697, caller number 9. Celebrity Trash brought to you by Planet Home. Oh, my God, that's this weekend, too. There's so much great stuff happening this weekend. Planet Home is going to be amazing. Experience the Planet Home event September 13th through the 15th. Live music, interactive exhibits, local food, a beverage program, all to try to solve the planet's future. Visit planethome.eco for info and tickets. Snoop Dogg's going to be there. Wyclef Jean's going to be there. A million speakers. Bill Nye, the science guy, for one. And Ed Norton. And there are other names. I don't have the list in front of me. But, man, it's going to be an incredible. It's going to be amazing.
Incredible.
It's all at the Palace of Fine Arts. Kim Kardashian just has the effing Midas touch.
You know does she, though?
She does. Remember that some kind of, like, Kim game? Some kind of game where you could be Kim Kardashian?
Yeah.
And it made, like, $200 million in just, like, in-app purchases the first year. Like, crazy. Mm-hmm. So now she's got this, the Skims. It's her underwear line.
Yeah.
All the, sort of like Spanx.
Formerly known as Kimono.
Yes, exactly. They said, oh, that's cultural appropriation. You can't call it Kimono. She's like, I'll call it Kim's. Just to give you a point of comparison, the first year that Spanx was in business, and Spanx is the big one. You know, you always hear the name Spanx. I have some Spanx.
You've worn Spanx.
Sure, Spanx. You know, I have like a tank top that goes way, it like form fits, and then it goes way down over your hips. So it ends at like your upper thigh. Kind of squishes you all
in
there.
And the idea is to give you a clean line.
Just a clean line under your clothes, right, so that you're not. Just bald, you know, your normal baldness.
I get it. Well, so, I think pants, some certain outfits can make you look different.
Yeah.
Than
give you
want
back
to.
Biscuits. I don't have those.
What are you talking about?
Huh? Oh, do those pants give you back biscuits, Vinny?
I don't even.
Do you need some Spanx?
Idea why you said that.
And well, you put your hands on your hips as though your elastic was too tight.
Go on.
So in their first year, they made $4 million profit.
Spanx did.
Spanx did.
$4 million profit.
Profit. They made $4 million in profit. In the first 2 minutes the Kim Kardashian stuff was on sale, she did $2 million in product. So I don't know what the profit is, but $2 million in product in 2 minutes. And then the site crashed, and actually crashed before. There were so many people on the site before they unveiled it that it crashed before. They had to delay the whole thing by an hour. They are saying the numbers are going to be unprecedented.
You know, I have to believe there are people who've grown up with that girl,
mm-hmm.
and who just
want to emulate her.
Well, they like her.
Yeah.
They like to, maybe they feel like she's been straight up with them all along.
Maybe.
So the products that she gets behind are exactly as stated. And yeah. they feel confident that they're getting their
One
money's
thing
worth.
I will say for her, as I've looked at some of the advertising promotional stuff, it is chicks of all shapes and sizes, and nobody's holding anything back. And they're, you know, big girls crammed into these things and all smoothed out, and little girls who look amazing in them. She even took that Alice Marie Johnson, I think is the lady's name, the woman she just got out of prison. She's a, you know, elderly, not elderly, but I want to say she's at least in her 50s, if not her 60s, and she was serving a life sentence for like a minor mm-hmm. drug trafficking thing that I think maybe it was like a three strikes thing. But she got President Trump to get her sentence commuted. Someone's phone's going off. And she's using her as a model, too. Like all shapes and sizes. This is for everyone. Nothing is over $100, which is wonderful. So people aren't spending their whole life savings on these things. They say it was a scene straight out of Black Friday. Mad Dash to scoop up the newest release. So much traffic on the website before the products even went on sale that the site crashed, and Skims had to delay the launch for an hour. They had thousands of items up for sale on Tuesday. Nothing was over $100, and every single thing completely sold out. So that's when they started working to restock. They were like, oh, I guess we better get more inventory. The goal for them is for everything to be readily accessible for everybody, and to be ordering enough stuff to keep it in there. Let's see. Here is just a couple of the promotional shots. You can see that it's all shapes and sizes. And all different. It's not all shapewear. Like, so those are just bras and panties.
Mm.
You know? But people want the Kim stuff.
They had editors from different magazines try out the products, and most of them didn't care for them.
Oh, is that so?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Because I thought, oh, maybe I should try it, but I don't want to buy anything, Kim. I don't want to give my money to her.
You know, I've been...
But if it's a good product, I mean, know. I can't beat it. So, but watching everyone else comment about it, I'm like, okay. So I don't need to buy that.
I don't know what
my
to say
Spanx.
About... I think there's just brand loyalty that people love
yeah.
her.
Yeah.
And so
yeah,
they'll
yeah.
buy whatever she's hawking.
Yep. Right.
But I'll tell you, I've heard... You know, I don't wear women's shoes ever, like not even for fun. But I have heard that those Jessica Simpson shoes are great.
Uh-huh.
And you would never know, like, and, why
and
her?
Inexpensive.
Yeah. They're good price. They're comfortable. But what I don't like about them now that I'm getting older is they're very high heels.
Mm.
Like, I've even tried to find ones that aren't that high, you know?
She does only high
heels. I do pretty good with, I don't know, a couple inches. Yeah. But these days after, you know... I'm not going to go wearing 5-inch heels
right.
anymore.
Plus, after your visit to Darn Studio it. G, I mean, come on, man. What, I got to take off my shoes?
There's a sentence never to leave Yuzette's mouth until a minute ago. I did pretty good with a couple inches.
I'm looking for smaller now. I'm looking for less inches.
Yeah.
Huh.
That
really
is so true, Vinny.
It's an unusual.
You'll never hear that again.
No.
Well. Unless you're talking about shoes.
Mm-hmm.
Good for Kim.
Yeah. I mean, it's great. And actually, I was looking at some of the stuff just a couple weeks ago, there were a bunch of promotional pictures. And I got to say, I can't stand underwires, and I don't want padding. And yet every bra I wind up with has underwire and padding.
Mm.
Why don't you know, every time this comes up, you talk about those camisoles you wear. They seem to look good. They seem fine. Why don't you just wear those?
Too much nipple showing.
What?
That's the thing. It's like
jiggly.
I don't want to. Right. It's just too much jiggling and nipple.
It's fine for home, but
it is fine for home. It's just, you know. Mm-hmm. I actually feel embarrassed because when I get home, I take off. Like, generally speaking, unless I know I'm going to shoot a video for Debbie or whatever, and then I leave my bra on because I'm like, oh god. But a lot of times I just have like a t-shirt on and I feel like if I answer the door or something, I like I'll pull the t-shirt away from myself. I feel super self-conscious about my nipples.
Why?
I just do. It just feels like, you
maybe,
know, like
maybe
an
you
old
have to be a girl
with,
to understand.
Lady with the swinging boobs.
Well, you know what I think about, like, your brother's over all the time.
Yeah.
When my brother is around, I have to put on a bra and I cover up.
Yeah.
Just cuz I feel weird.
Yeah, I don't need,
my brother staring
at my nipples.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah. John likes it.
Not that he would, but, you know.
Well, you know, the worst part of what you just said, and I don't know, I never had a sister, is that men do look at stuff without...
Yeah, without attachment to the human.
So I could see how that... Not, but, I mean, then he would go, oh, God, that's my sister. Mm-hmm. But I'm saying that there's no doubt that he would probably look and then...
Be like, I'll never
feel
get
bad
that
about
out of
himself
my mind.
Yeah. For doing so. Like, Jesus, what's wrong with me?
Uh-huh.
But that's, you know...
Yeah. It's a thing.
Yeah, it is a thing.
Even to take the dog out.
Yeah.
If I'm not wearing a bra, I can
put
one on.
I won't go anywhere.
Yeah.
That's
because
weird.
Because then I'm swinging and there's other people out.
For just a mild walk around the block, it's not like that
just
little,
hanging out.
That
you
little
just
pooch of yours goes miles.
No, not at all. But it's the swinging action involved. And
nice.
Yeah,
it is nice.
It's like a pain in the butt.
It is a pain in the butt. And look, and probably a much larger pain, well, on so many levels, a much larger pain in the butt for you. Mm. But it's because it's so uncomfortable. Like, bras, it's so uncomfortable. I can feel it right now. It's like having just like a freaking thing wrapped around.
I'm wearing
like,
one right now that is so uncomfortable, and it's new. I'm like, great. Well, there goes $50 down the drain.
Oh, my God. I know. They're so expensive.
I mean,
well,
I know
let's
Vaughn
name call
sees...
them and let people know.
Vaughn, no. I don't even
just
know the
kidding.
Name of
don't,
it. I have to look
don't.
It up.
I was really.
Vaughn sees me adjusting all the time. I'm constantly doing this.
Lucky Vaughn.
The one and I had on yesterday and was like, it was a clip in the front. Which
oh, yeah,
I thought,
mine is a clip in
I
the front.
I thought that would be so comfortable. But they've got some kind of little, like, buckle thing in the back that was, like, itching my back all day. All day long. Like, it's right in that spot that you can't really reach.
Uh-huh.
All day I'm taking pens and sticking them out. Last night at dinner, I'm taking a fork and going down the back. I'm like,
oh, you
oh
went
my
broad
God.
And all through dinner?
Well, I ate it, you know, early. But it's just, God, bras. Ugh. Just wish I could wrap a, you know, duct tape around them.
Ace bandage.
Right, exactly. Exactly. Just squish them down. Ugh. Anyway, how do we get here? Oh, Kim stuff. Kim stuff. Kim, she touched it. It turned to gold. It's fantastic.
Turned to money.
How do you get banned from an entire country? I mean, you'd think you'd have to do something really bad.
Murder?
Sure.
Ask Scott Capurro.
Murder would work, yes. Oh. Well, actually, you know what's funny is Scott got banned from Australia because he went on like a kid's show and was talking about how hot Jesus was or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a story about New Zealand. Anna Faris.
And he'll be in today.
Yeah, he will. He arrived yesterday and he'll be here on the show today at 8 o'clock. Fair warning. So Anna Faris got banned from New Zealand.
Why?
Because she told the truth about something that happened there and the tourism department did not like it. So she was on, I guess, you know, because everyone's got a podcast now. Justin, you know who Justin Long is?
Yes.
So I do. Justin, he was the Mac guy.
He was the Mac guy, yeah. When there was the one guy was a Mac and
Mac
one guy
PC.
Was a PC.
Right.
And went on to do many movies.
Sure.
TV shows.
Right. And I think he was with Drew Barrymore for a long time, wasn't he?
Mm-hmm.
So he has a podcast called Life is Short. And he had Anna Faris on. Anna Faris, who is Chris Pratt's ex, and from the show Mom.
Yeah, it's a really funny show.
So about 10 years ago, she was in New Zealand making the Yogi Bear movie. Which I don't even remember the Yogi Bear movie, but okay. And so she went to a concert while she was there, and she was walking back to her hotel, and a car full of guys yelled out at her to flash them. Mm-hmm. And she's all, oh. Ugh. And then another guy car full of guys went by and they yelled something even cruder. She doesn't say what it is here, or they don't report it in the story.
I can't imagine.
So she goes on the George Lopez show this years ago, and she says she tells a story about what happened to her in New Zealand. She probably was something like, I couldn't even barely understand what they were saying in that Kiwi accent. My what? What do you want me? What? Then, so she goes on George Lopez and tells the story, you know, on national TV.
On the talk show.
Yeah, on the talk show. And she gets a letter from New Zealand's Minister of Tourism telling her she's no longer welcome in New Zealand. Because, like, she's too hot? I don't know why. So then she actually wrote them a letter of apology after their citizens disrespected her. because she wanted to be able to go back there, I guess, you know, for work or whatever.
Well, yeah.
You don't want to be banned from any country.
They film there.
Sure. Well, and if you're, look, if you're a jet setter too, I mean, you'd be like, oh, I really don't want to take any of these places off the list. At the end of the letter, she said, we have a lot of ding-dongs here in America as well. And so she told the story. But that's, she got banned by telling the truth.
So they didn't lift it?
No, I guess they did. I mean, maybe the apology letter was enough, but she didn't say whether or not she's allowed back in the country. Yeah. I'm just assuming that she is.
Man, I would have drawn my middle finger and said, oh, really? You want to take me and make me the one?
Yeah.
Well, have one of these.
Yeah, have two.
Yeah, I got two.
Take two, they're free.
Take both of them, right.
Over and over. Have 100.
I won't be back.
I don't know. Maybe she wants to be a sheep farmer in New Zealand. You never know. People have dreams. Anyway, there's that. It's been 25 years since Jennifer Aniston got that role on Friends, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I would think that would be the peak of her career, right? Like she was Rachel on Friends.
Life-changing for sure.
And she says, no. My career is just now getting started. She's 50 now.
Oh, good.
You know, she's about to star in that, I think it's called The Morning Show. It is. It's called The Morning
Show. Apple TV Plus.
Right.
Yes.
It premieres November 1st on Apple TV. She plays a news anchor whose co-host is fired for sexual misconduct. They say it's based on the Today Show, like that Steve Carell's sort of the...
The Billy Bush thing?
No.
Matt Lauer thing.
Got it.
So I don't know how much he's in it if he's getting fired, or maybe he gets fired during the course of the show. And Reese Witherspoon is also in it.
You know what would make more sense? I hope they actually show his behavior for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Like
mm-hmm.
how that works.
Right. Or worked. And how it got to that point. Like the things about Matt Lauer were gross, like the automatic lock on the
door. I know. I think about that every time I see him.
Ugh.
Creep. I used to love him too.
I know. He seemed great. So Jennifer Aniston says that the show covers children, guilt, power struggles, being a woman in the industry, going through divorce, publicly going through a divorce, feeling alienated, and being just a little bit of a screw up. So November 1st, anyway, she's saying right now I'm entering into what I feel is one of the most creatively fulfilling periods of my life. Seriously, I've been doing this for 30 years and I feel like it's just about to really bloom. She wants to prove that there's more to her than Rachel from Friends. She says, it's taken time. I've put a lot of work into my craft. I've failed. I've succeeded. I've overcome. I've stayed around. I'm still here. And she's 50. So, you know, plenty of time for a career rebirth. She's been in a ton of movies.
Yeah.
She was great in Horrible Bosses. Like, I thought she was, like, when she's doing the sausage trick and the banana thing, and she's freaking funny.
She is funny.
Yeah. So, anyway.
It's my husband's dream girl.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
That's right. You've said that.
Yeah.
I love her.
Me
I think
too.
She's great.
She's kind of the Kate Smith of that generation, isn't she?
Jacqueline Smith.
Sure.
Oh, Jacqueline
she's like super good looking and just a particular type, mm-hmm. but comes off, I think she comes off almost wholesome.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes.
And graceful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't seem to be.
Everyone loves her. Yep. She's everybody's girl.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But is also, that's how Angelina snatched Brad right out from under.
Right. Mm-hmm.
There she is, like being cool and everybody's best friend.
Yeah.
Jolie comes in screaming. What did they say?
Like someone was being murdered by a lion.
Right.
Yeah. They rushed to the tent because they were sure a lion was eating her. But no, it was Brad.
Love making. So,
yeah. What's that?
Jolene.
Oh, Jolene. And Jolina.
Good one.
Batman, the new movie with Robert Pattinson,
mm-hmm.
could have as many as 6 villains in it. So far, Catwoman, the Penguin, the Riddler, Firefly, Poison Ivy, and the Mad Hatter have been mentioned. I thought the Mad Hatter was from a whole different series altogether, but what do I know? I don't read comic books. There's no casting yet, but the rumor is that Warner Brothers wants Rihanna to play Poison Ivy.
Mm.
I can't think of who played
Uma Thurman.
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah. So it's not clear if there have been any talks yet, but Rihanna has stoked the rumor. She mentioned the Batmobile on Instagram, and she's got these boots on, and people are saying, oh, those look like Catwoman boots.
Uh-huh.
So it could be Catwoman, could be Poison Ivy. She'd be fine with either one of them.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, you may not just have Robert Pattinson. You may have Rihanna. this is going to be a good Batman. I'm actually kind of excited for him to be Batman.
You are?
Sort of. I don't know.
I'm kind of not excited for another Batman story.
Oh, boy. I just can't get enough of them. Give me a new one every year, Vin, with a new Batman every time. Batman, 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 Batman. Nobody wants to talk about Live by Night. You're right. You are totally right about that, Ben. We don't even know what that is. You're right. And they never will. What's going up in the news, Ben?
Child smoking.
Oh, God.
Blew up the internet.
Oh, boy.
And I'll tell you what happened after these.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. You can watch the show every day on The Looking Glass. Most days.
Facebook Live.
Yeah. If you're used to looking at the thing on The Looking Glass, then Facebook Live is the place to go. Go to the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. Mm-hmm. You can make comments on there. Mm-hmm. We like that. Be a looker. Just go to the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page and watch this show live every day.
What's up, everyone? This House Report is brought to you by Floorcraft and Floorcraft semi-annual sale. Now is the perfect time to save up to $500 on the best brands of flooring and more. Check them out at floorcraft.com. At 5:46 a.m. this morning, our time, in New York City, they had a moment of silence for the people who died in 9/11. Which today is 9/11.
Yep.
So, and we talked about it at that time too, as we had just taken to the airwaves on 9/11, and we had just taken to the airwaves around that time this morning as well.
It was such a just confusing and crazy morning. Like, it just, you know, to walk in and be like, what? A plane just hit a building in New York? What?
And then what's wrong with that driver?
Yeah. Oh, no, the computer systems are screwed up. Two just hit? Oh, that's crazy. Oh, my God.
Nothing like being a dunce live on the air.
Well, you know, nobody knew what was happening.
And then, you know, we switched to KCBS at the time.
And then it just kept coming and coming all morning.
We just sat here.
Yep. We just sat here and experienced it with everybody.
Mm-hmm. Right. Awful.
Gives me chills.
I know.
So the front page of today's Mercury News, I report this, and I realize there are plenty of people out there who aren't concerned about the environment. For me, that's a thing.
Yeah. It's hard to believe there are people who aren't concerned about the environment, but it's true.
Maybe they just think that in their lifetime, this earth will still be here for them, and they don't care what's here behind them.
It's horrible.
But the front page of the Mercury News, here's your headline. The future is not plastics, and they've got a bill now to address the pollution.
Good. What does it say?
With enormous and ever-growing amounts of plastic washing into oceans, rivers, and lakes around the world, California lawmakers this week are considering passing the nation's most far-reaching laws to reduce plastic pollution over the next decade. I'm begging you to get it done, California lawmakers. Do this.
Mm-hmm.
Set an example, and let's get started on making... And one of the things they're doing is making the companies that package crap responsible. Because what we're finding out is, and let me read the number to you, only 9% of plastic sold every year in the United States is recycled. 9%. So we're sold this idea.
That actually seems loud. It seems high. It seems like we've been sold this bill of goods that everything's getting recycled, and none of it is.
Right. So they're saying 9%, but that's, think of all the stuff you're going, oh, let me get that in the blue.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this goes blue. This goes blue.
Yep.
9% is the only amount
ridiculous
getting recycled. And the rest ends up where?
In the ocean or in a landfill.
Mm-hmm.
It's
up
awful.
To 13 million metric tons of plastic ends up in the world's oceans every year.
Oh, my God. 13 million tons?
They say the equivalent of a garbage truck full being dumped into the sea every minute.
Every minute? Oh my God.
Plastic lasts for hundreds of years. So the three bills before the state legislature would require companies that sell products widely found in grocery stores and fast food restaurants to shoulder much of the burden for cutting the amount of plastic waste. That means these the companies are pushing back, saying this is too costly. Mm. But that's what's got to happen. You have to make these companies reinvest in themselves and our environment and our society. And you have to say,
and the future of the planet.
Yeah, this is, you want to remain in business for many years to come, then you need to get with the program and start packaging more carefully.
You know, if this is something that matters to you, I'm thinking that this planet home thing this weekend is going to, I bet you there's going to be a lot of people who just, I'm sure this will be addressed. I'm sure mm-hmm. they'll talk about the totally. Plastic problem. Yeah. PlanetHome.eco.
The proposed legislature is getting praise from environmental groups, which is good news because a lot of these people do spend their time researching this stuff. Mm-hmm. Thankfully,
yes.
You can look to certain clubs and they're on it. Mm-hmm. That's what they do. So if they're behind this, that's good news. They say it's long overdue, but it's a great example for other states. Someone's got to lead the way. So that's today's story is the front page of the Mercury News. The future is not plastic, and our California state legislature has bills set to go through to address pollution. And I'm sorry, I stepped on the plug for that event coming up this weekend, but it's planethome.eco.
I didn't step on it. I thought, you know, that's, I'm sure something they're going to be talking about. I actually, if I didn't have something to do both freaking days this weekend, I would totally go to that.
Yeah. Feels like a busy weekend.
Yeah. Oh my God. It's crazy.
Trudeau.
You're going to actually do something Friday too.
Friday and Saturday. I got big things going on.
Yeah.
I know.
Lunch on a Friday?
Yeah. I have lunch on a Friday. And then
concert.
I'm going to the Cake and Ben Folds uh-huh. concert. And then on Saturday, I'm going to that Lagunitas Beer Circus. Mm-hmm. You heard me. Can't wait. It's going to be a fun weekend.
Oh,
I think we'll
good.
Have to Uber up there. I mean, it seems like a...
Yeah. Probably right. a good thing to do.
Yeah.
So Twitter had a meltdown after a child is filmed smoking. It turns out he's got some weird thing going on, and he's 36.
Oh,
but I'm going to hand you this picture, and you will see this... What looks to be a 10-year-old pulling on a grit. And you can see why people were tripping.
Well, and he's sitting next to a kid, and he's got, like, basically a Boy Scouts outfit on.
Right.
They
say the guy's 36.
So, is he just a young-looking dude?
He suffers from something. I don't know what it is. There's something that's keeping him. So they're calling it Benjamin Buttons, but it's not that.
He's not getting younger all the time.
No.
Yeah, that's, yeah, have you ever seen the pictures of this? I think it's the Philippines where the kids are smoking super young. You'll see pictures of like a 6-year-old smoking a cigarette.
This guy's 36.
Where's the outrage for that?
Well, there probably is outrage for that.
I hope so.
He's 36 and that's his kid sitting next to him.
Oh, I thought it was just his friend. Oh, they both have little Boy Scout uniforms on. Or at least weird neckwear. I mean, I don't know what. And even the event that they're at, I've never heard of Fenerbahce or something.
Yeah, this is in
some other country.
Turkey.
Oh, in Turkey.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I wonder if full grown people knock that cigarette out of his mouth all the time.
The young looking dad had, in fact, brought his kid to the game where they witnessed the green crocodiles claim a 2-1 win over Fenerbahce.
Fenerbahce in Turkey.
And then they started calling him Benjamin Button on this. So no one knows what his sickness is or why he looks so young.
I'm not
but that's
seen it either.
Maybe he's just, you know, good genes.
I'll tell you that the few pictures that emerge every now and then onto Facebook of me as a kid where I'm holding a beer and a grit, I'm a boy. I'm a little boy. It's embarrassing. That's so sad.
That's where you were at.
We're little kids. We're 15, like 14, 15.
Trying to be cool, man.
Well, right. I don't know that that was it, but you're right. You look back and you go, anything that mom said not to do was a a sure go-to.
Does my Uncle John do this? I'm doing it.
You bet.
He's cool.
He was cool. Tattoos.
Motorcycles.
Motorcycles.
Leather.
You bet. Played guitar. Mm. Had High Times magazines all the time.
You are Uncle John now. You're the tattooed up uncle that your kids.
I am an uncle.
Have.
I don't think about it. It doesn't occur to me as much. You're an aunt, right?
Mm-hmm. Do you tons of nieces?
Do you think about that?
Sure.
You do.
Mm. And nephews, actually. Now that I think of it,
I guess I got to get with that program. Like I don't. I've never written down their birthdays.
Oh no, I don't. I just count on Facebook for that. Or my mother. My mother said, hey, don't forget it's
actually,
your
you know,
nephew's birthday.
Like, my oh. aunts still remember my birthday and
That's
things.
Sweet.
And I never think of...
I'm not a person who remembers that kind of thing.
I'm not either, for sure.
Social
but...
media is definitely
yeah, I'm bad
a boon.
At that, too. Dates of people's birthdays. I was thinking this morning, oh, we have our anniversary coming up.
Who? We? Who?
Me and John and I.
Oh.
On the 13th.
I thought you meant me, you, and Sarah.
Oh.
Do you know the day that we got together?
I don't.
Oh, I don't know the day that the three of us did. I know the day you and I did.
I don't. Our I have threesome.
Although our date is August because you came and you started working at DRE in Philly with me in August of 96.
Oh, God, those were hard times.
Worth it, though.
No, it was great. It was, and I look back so fondly on all of that as an adventure. But at the time, looking at how very little money I had and trying to figure out how to make all that work.
Mm.
And trying to find a place to live, all of that.
Oh, you found a place, all right.
Oh, I sure did. We are going to talk with Scott Budman of NBC Bay Area.
No. The ANN is going to speak with NBC.
Right.
Hey, Annan.
It's great.
It's perfect. Thank you, Bryn.
Oh, you're welcome.
I believe we're going to talk to him about the Apple event that happened yesterday.
Right.
So I'll just remind you now that, you know, if you're considering a purchase, and you probably are, if you're an Apple loyalist, for some reason, you just march straight that way as soon as the stuff goes.
Mm-hmm. What?
Oh. Okay. There's so much going on in this studio right
now,
you guys.
We are, you would not believe the placid pool of water that Vinny and I are right now, considering the whirlwind of, that's happening around us.
Mm-hmm.
I have to say, you guys are great. Make it happen.
Got to get stuff done.
Yeah, Vinny and I just need to sit here calmly reading
exactly.
stories.
You guys
and
just keep talking, and we're going to be moving all around
we're
you.
We're doing our part.
Yeah. All right.
You can watch what's happening live at Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
There's been a guy who's only identified as Xavier, who was an engineer for the railroad company from Paris. Back in February of 2013, he was on a business trip in France. Even though he was married, he met a local woman, and they went up to his hotel room to do it.
Oh, that bastard.
I don't know if she was a working lady or... Oh. If he actually, you know, just has that kind of game.
Well, married guys, you know.
But Xavier had a heart attack during the sex and
died. Uh-oh.
The case has been in the courts ever since.
Oh, why?
Over whether it should count as a workplace accident.
Oh, it shouldn't.
There's been a 6-year debate over whether having an affair on a business trip counts. Why do you keep saying no?
Because it doesn't count.
Well, they're trying to debate it. Maybe there are some points that need to be heard.
Like what? Like, how is that a work thing?
I didn't want to go on that trip. I had to.
Yeah, but there you were, and it was your decision to take some woman up to your room. Like, that was your private time. Even when you're on a work trip, there's still you time, clearly.
Well, clearly... You don't know anything.
That is true.
Because an appeals court just issued the final ruling, and yes.
Oh, my God.
This does count.
Oh, boy.
As a workplace accident.
So now his place of employment is going to have to pay his wife that he
Which
was cheating on?
Which means Xavier's wife will get a payout of up to 80% of his salary every year until he would have hit retirement age.
Oh, wow.
And then a share of his pension after that.
Oh,
boy.
Oh, boy.
Boy, that... French economy is something, isn't it?
Boy, they really have it dialed in.
Remember that though? What, all of the riots when they were told they might have to work a 5-day work week because there wasn't enough money coming in to float everybody.
Yeah.
Or it was like longer work day. I can't remember what the, but they rioted. Mm. They're like, what are you, nuts? We're not working. We're France.
Yeah.
We don't do that. That's a nice deal they got going. Mm. I think you have to keep your population down though, right?
I don't know how stuff works. Oh. I say, well, that's working. Why couldn't we do that? Oh, we can't? All right. Fine. Move on.
80% of his salary every year until he would have hit retirement age.
Wow.
And then she gets his pension or a share of his pension after that.
That's incredible.
Well, that's why it was in the courts is the wife was fighting for it.
Yeah.
To say that was a workplace accident.
Yeah, I just, I'm happy for her, but to me, that is so not a workplace accident. They weren't in the workplace, and that was on his U-time.
How is that, though, the wife has to fight that he was hurt on the job boning some whore?
Right. He wouldn't have even been there boning that whore if it wasn't for that stupid job. He didn't want to go to work. Nobody wants to.
I don't know how we switched to Boston from France, but
I don't either. Well,
Boston's way
funnier. It's because you said
Hoa. Right.
Hoa. It's a two-syllable word, people. Hoa.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. By the way, Scott Capurro is back from vacation.
He's back, guys. Woo, woo.
And making an appearance on the show today, and he has live shows.
He does.
To tell you about, I'm sure.
In fact, the one that was supposed to be at Phoenix, which apparently a listener texted us, that place is boarded up and has a closed sign on it. That show's been moved to Ricky's in Novato. Mm-hmm. This is for Saturday night.
Oh.
Yes. If you want to check out
Scott. George's was his spot. Then he literally moved across the street to Phoenix, which closed.
It tanked them, I guess. That was the end.
And now they're moving it to Novato.
Yes. Now it's at Ricky's in Novato. Ricky's in Novato. Yep.
He's a man on a mission.
He is.
He will make you laugh if he's got to change venues 3 times.
Yeah, even if he has to come to your house. Yes. I don't care where it is, I'm making you laugh.
Coming for you, people.
Yep.
18 years ago today and married to an airline pilot, my phone rings at 5-something. All he says is, I'm okay, but turn on the television.
Ooh.
I didn't see him for the next 5 days, and flying has never been the same.
Mm.
That, you are not kidding.
I'm okay, but turn on the television. Can you imagine? What? I guess it's good to start with the call from the guy saying, I'm okay.
Right.
Yeah.
At least you're not wondering. Because a lot of people couldn't get through to anybody that they knew. Remember, all the phones were screwed up, and cell phone service was disrupted everywhere. It was crazy. That was such a surreal day.
We're talking about today being the 18th anniversary of the 9/11 terror attacks. 510 says, Vinny, 60 is not old.
Yeah.
I understand that, and as I'm 50 now, I realize that I haven't changed much, at least mentally. There are some physical nicks and bumps and soreness that I'm not real thrilled about.
My next door neighbor turned 99 yesterday.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And
Jim?
No, Ann.
Oh, Ann.
Yes, Ann. She's an original owner in our neighborhood.
Happy birthday, Ann.
But she is sharp as a freaking tack. It's unbelievable. You know, she's 99 and she looks 99. We went over there and gave her flowers, sat and talked to her for a while. And she's she was telling us all about the neighborhood and the olden days.
Oh, so you couldn't get out of there, huh?
It's hard, you know. Yeah. And people like to, but there were other visitors too, so we were able to, you know.
I love sitting with older people.
It's funny because as we were going home, John was like, we should really go over there with a notebook. She told us so many things about our house and the neighborhood and all the things that had changed. And she's just a wealth of information. But the thing about her is that she's like, her eyes are just super clear and she's just super sharp. She's 100% there, which I'm like, if I could be half that cognizant of her, she's amazing. Wow. She's got 15 years left.
Healthy lifestyle, there's...
Oh, yeah, geez, you know.
Are you
kidding? You know me. God. I should ask her.
What has she done?
Yeah, what have you done?
Or not done.
What have you done? What do I need to do?
Is she a family with her?
She does. Well, her kids, and she always has family coming over. Her grandson lives with her.
Oh, good.
He's a grown man, close to 50.
Right.
You know, stays with grandma.
cute.
Anyway, I know 60 is not old. I get it. Trust me.
Well, it's funny because, yes, it is. But now that we're approaching it, it's just so... It just seemed like something that was never going to happen to us. When you're 18, 60 is ancient. But when you start to realize, oh, my God, you get there so fast.
I've been fighting it, but I have seriously gotten with the program. Like, I have two little kids. I can't get to the gym. Like, my time is limited. Like, I have to just lighten up on myself and do what I can
you're
do.
You're perfect.
And be over
just
it.
Just be you.
Yeah. I'm not perfect.
Your
and I'm not happy about the way things are.
Smoking. Just listen. Don't gain too much. You don't want those tattoos stretching out, you know.
Anyway, my point is, yeah, it is what it is.
You have a pretty active lifestyle. Okay, you're fine.
The surf is coming up,
yeah.
I drove home the coast yesterday, like boarding car. I'm ready to jump out. It's too windy. Still.
Well, that's one thing about a Tesla that you won't be able to drive with your surfboard. Well, maybe
you will. What are you talking about? Well, then I can't have one.
Well, you can have a rack on top.
Oh, all right. Man, people are trying to sell those, not sell them literally, but I keep getting texts from people who are saying,
I can't believe you're going to wait two years.
It's the perfect car for you. It's what it's made for. It's the guy who has to.
There's even a supercharger downstairs.
To rack up the miles, you'll never go get an oil change again.
No. And you'll never go to a gas station again. That's awesome.
I don't even care about the gas station. It's the oil changes where you lose a
day. There'll still be things you got to do, you know, tires.
Well, yeah, but
brakes,
I can actually rotate tires myself.
Sure. Well, there you go. Dude, I don't know what you're waiting
for. I'm waiting, you know.
No, you're not. Listen, we're fine. We're good. Don't worry.
You don't need to tell me.
You don't need to live your life like that. Just go get the car that's going to change your life and free you. Get a little roof rack for your surfboard. You'll be fine.
All right. Well, I'm thinking about it. Bryn did not give you an approving look just
he didn't.
Now.
I guess
we're not going to go to break yet.
Oh,
so no, we're good.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
All right, we are going to go to break.
Knocking her for forcing you to get a Tesla so soon.
I was just about
to
ask
time
Sarah,
with a Tesla, man.
What'd you have for dinner last night?
Oh, don't worry about that. I'll tell you that after these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.